News that in Christ, Gentiles are now equal beneficiaries with the Jews of the promises of God and are equal members of God's family. The mystery consists of three consecutive truths. Israel has experienced a hardening in part. Paul has already stated this fact, but now he stresses that it is only partial, since not all Israelites have experienced it, and only temporary, since it will last only until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. While Israel remains hardened and continues to reject Christ, the gospel will be preached throughout the world, and more Gentiles will hear and respond to it. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. This Israel means ethnic or national Israel, in contrast to the Gentile nations. All Israel must mean the great mass of the Jewish people, comprising both the previously hardened majority and the believing minority. It need not mean literally every single Israelite. What kind of salvation is in view? The scriptural foundation, which Paul now supplies, helps us answer this question. The deliverer would come to bring his people to repentance and so to forgiveness, according to God's covenant promise. The salvation of Israel, which Paul has prayed for, to which he will lead his own people by arousing their envy, which has also come to the Gentiles, and which one day all Israel will experience, is salvation from sin through faith in Christ. God's mercy for all. Romans chapter 11, verses 28 through 32. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake, but as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable.